Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Gee Things Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and today I'm joined by a voice you definitely know and you definitely love, Jackie Johnson of Natch Butte. Jackie, you're here.
Hello!
You're here! Jackie, I am so happy you're here. You're like drugs to my system. I just feel high.
Good drugs or bad drugs?
The middle.
Perfect. We love a sativa blend, honey.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say something more like crack. I don't know. We are coming off of recording my episode of Natch Butte, and like that was, I think I peed my pants a little.
Yeah, I haven't laughed that hard, I'm gonna be honest, in a while. Definitely the hardest I've laughed in 2021.
Oh my god, same. Me too. And it has been a long 5 days, so you know that says something.
Yes. And we covered a lot of ground I wasn't anticipating covering. No. And I'm so glad that we did.
Mucho ground. And I will say, yes, that my pelvic floor let out when Jackie off the cuff rewrote the lyrics to Party in the USA about me coming to Los Angeles and immediately going to Costco. So if that doesn't convince you to go listen to that episode, I don't know what will.
Yeah. And not, I want to clarify, not just to go to Costco, but to get your eyes checked at Costco.
The first thing I did in Los Angeles was get my eye exam at Costco. Whatever, I don't regret it. My eyes have never seen clearer with these glasses.
You're smart, because a lot of us now, you know, if we didn't get our eyes checked in February, we'd be stuck with our, you know, old prescriptions after that.
I'm not that smart, because on February 27th, I paid $400 to do a nice blonde process on my hair that is no one has ever seen.
No, same. I got a bunch of Botox done in February.
I've never seen skin like this.
Well, honey, don't worry. I have the Zoom touch-up appearance filter.
I do too. I don't think you can tell on me. But no, if you guys haven't listened to the episode of Natch Butte with me on it, and you love Natch Butte or you're unfamiliar with Natch Butte, Natch Butte is the place where you want to go. Truly have not laughed this hard. I would say even before Christmas. I'd extend it back to 2020. I am so happy to have you here, fellow LA friend, also taking COVID seriously, hanging out at home, doing a lot of indoor activities, wearing your mask. How has it been for your consuming habits? Tell me a little bit about what shopping has looked like for you. Since last March.
Yes. Well, shopping is my cardio. I know that's a t-shirt. I know that's a mug you see at your auntie's house, but it's actually my truth. And so this has been very difficult for me. One of my favorite things in the whole world to do is grocery shop.
Yes.
And grocery shopping, I have stopped going physically. Only because it's gotten so scary in LA. Up until a few weeks ago, I was masked and like going, and I made the best of it, but it was just nerve wracking. But I love what we discussed on SBU. I love a mall. When I need, like, I'm like, maybe I'll buy a pair of shorts today. I'm looking for shorts. I'm looking for like a new lip. Like, I love to just go to the mall. I'll get me a boba tea and honey, I will cardio. I will go into the stores. I will look around. I will try things on. Like, so those days are gone for me, or they're at least in the distant past. It's been a long time. So normally I would probably have bought a lot more beauty products than I did last year, because I put makeup on maybe 10 times the whole year.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't buy any makeup.
Right.
Barely, you know,
like, did anyone keep their Did anyone keep their Sephora status this year?
Oh, shit. That's a good question. I didn't.
I didn't either. I dropped. Yeah. I think I dropped like two rungs. Like I really.
Same. I'm back on like.
I'm back on just like.
You're not even in the system. You're just like a beauty. What do they call it? Beauty insider. It just basically means they have your email.
Yeah. It basically means they're like using your data like against privacy regulations.
Yes, but you don't get any incentives.
Yeah.
And I love the email they send you. They're like, hi, so you have been knocked down.
Yeah, they're like, if you don't spend $672 by midnight
in the next
tonight,
7 hours.
And then I'm like, shit. But then, of course, my dumbass mind is like, okay, well, I mean, I guess.
No, I know.
I guess
there
I
is,
gotta do
there,
it.
It was, I mean, I'm Natch Butte. I'm Jackie J. Yeah. I'm the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams. Like, if everybody knew I was just a beauty insider, like, I
your
feel like
cred.
I'm always listening.
Your cred would go way
my
down.
My cred is gone. Like, so it was intense, but I had to let that go.
Yeah.
I had to let that go.
I know. You know, the other funny thing about the insider emails is it's always like, you know, where you are in line for the sale. It's like, okay, first VIB Rouge, like gets right. 20% off it, like between November 1st and November 15th. And then for 3 hours on November 30th, yeah. You can get 8% off your purchase.
And nothing's left.
Yeah.
Like like the dark purple eyeshadow, yeah. Like just like things nobody wants. You're like, oh great, I'll just buy this dark metallic purple lipstick.
I've been wanting this. Thank you.
Yeah.
So have you found any joy in online shopping? Has your bank account grown in all of the money you're not spending? Like what's
going
on?
I mean, honestly, I spent a lot of money last year and it was because of I'm getting married.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. I know, Caroline, you're semi-newlywed. I'm a divorcee, so mm-hmm. I've been married once before. I had the whole big shebang. You know, you can Google my wedding and look at it. Feel free. The photos never will go away, so go ahead and check them out. I had a beautiful wedding. It was an expensive wedding. You know, I won all these beauty, all these awards. I was on, you know, my wedding was in magazines, all this shit.
You won all these awards?
I mean, not awards, but I was one of the vegan weddings of the year from Veg News. Like,
oh my God.
It was a beautiful wedding. You know, Google it. It's fine. Look at them. It's beautiful. But this wedding, I was like, fuck that. I'm buying this wedding myself.
Yeah.
Because when you buy your own wedding, you can make all the choices yourself. You don't have to feel guilty about who you invite. You don't have to. So I spent a lot of money, what I consider a lot of money, on a wedding that is now most likely not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Even though there's not that many people coming.
You said what? Like, 5, 6, 4.
There's 6 people right now.
That's
coming.
It's about.
But you still have to buy a videographer, photographer, a florist, a dress. So even though nobody's going to be there, it still costs me.
Yeah.
So that's where all my damn money went this year. No wonder I'm insider status.
But you're
if
like,
only my
you're
Sephora
like,
points could have siphoned
exactly,
through my florist.
Exactly. You're like, do you take 100 Sephora, like, would you take
do
this
you
benefit?
Take VIB Rouge points?
Yeah. Would you take this mini benefit mascara in exchange for your skill? Wedding planning is, I would say, not a nightmare, but mm-hmm. it is the dream or nightmare of your own design. You are fully in charge of what you want that to be, and I think it is hard for people who have the fantasy of like how much fun it's going to be and how everyone's going to love all of your ideas and totally agree with all of your choices, have that not happen. And I cannot imagine doing it during a pandemic. So what is that? Yeah. What's that been like?
Well, I mean, honestly, silly me, I didn't assume in February of 2021 that it would be as bad as it is now.
When were you thinking that?
Oh, in May.
Okay.
And again, we're not having, as I was telling you on the phone or before on maybe on the other episode, I mean, I was on the phone with my wedding coordinator lady and she was telling me, oh no, we're doing 100 people weddings in Texas. You know, they basically have never stopped doing them.
Wow.
Which to me is insane, but to each their own. We always were going to have it small. It was always just going to be parents and siblings.
Nice.
And that's it. But I still didn't know it would be this bad. I mean, I'm not getting on a plane right now.
Right.
So we're driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, yes. And Los Angeles is the COVID epicenter right now. And it's like really, really bad. And like, the thing is like, when you look at the numbers, it has always been bad and getting worse. But now there is the new variant and no one knows anything. And the government has totally let us down in terms of like paying people to stay home or actually setting enforceable rules or actually like, you know, so it is, it was, I can imagine in May, it was really difficult to think that this would not, that this wouldn't have been not under control.
Yeah. I mean, I knew we, I think we all knew it still exists, but I don't think we anticipated it being the worst it's ever been.
Yeah. Yeah,
which
exactly.
is what's happening. So
yeah, for sure. So you're driving down. Do you feel like paying for a wedding yourself is, yeah, I can imagine that's where a lot of your money went in 2020. Mm-hmm.
Well, also like, we were going to buy a house.
And then everyone decided to buy a house.
And everyone, well, I realize it's because the interest rates are so low. So people are taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
But that creates a, you know, there's a lack of inventory because nobody was putting their houses on the market. So the three houses for sale, 75 people were trying to buy.
Yeah.
And the only way to get them is to offer way more money than they are asking. Mm-hmm. But then that creates this weird thing because if you, so then you need to borrow more money, right? Essentially. Mm-hmm. So like if you offer more money, you offer 200,000 over, then you have to now borrow that much money. And then an appraiser comes out and they look at the house and they go, okay, the house is actually worth this much. So then you can't even borrow the amount of money you said you'd buy the house for because the appraisal was much lower than what the house is worth. So then it all falls apart.
I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought it was just like supply and demand and you can pay whatever someone's willing to pay for something.
Well, you can if you pay cash.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand paying in cash.
That's been happening too. No, it doesn't matter what you offer. If somebody has cash, they're going to take the cash offer because then they don't have to deal with the banks or anything.
Yeah, I just don't know where people get cash. Like I have maybe $6 on me at any given time. Like,
same. I can't even fathom.
And that's just like a mistake. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. That's just like money I found in the dryer.
Do you ever find cash and you're like, why do I have
this?
Yeah,
you're like, who put
what did
this
I do?
There? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I found a 20 in my wallet and I'm like, whoa, cool.
I'm rich.
Yes.
Every time I find $2, I give myself permission to spend $200. It doesn't. It's yes. No, you know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. like, well, I've got all this, got this windfall that just came in and the
a two, but that's like liquid assets in yeah. your hand, you know?
Yeah,
so
right.
I think that's fine.
Thank you so much.
I think
much.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think that I've been hearing that from I mean, I don't think Dan and I were in the position to buy a house, but I definitely think that like, you know, we got married and maybe it would have been maybe with interest rates that low, like it would have been a little bit of a, you know, sped up next step mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. But because everyone's trying to take advantage of the interest rates and because they're going to be locked in for a while. But everybody we know who did house hunting and house buying said the exact same thing, which is that like you start looking in your budget range. So say you're like, oh, I looked at this house. It was 530. All of a sudden it's selling for 675 and you're yeah. like, okay, well I was prepared to go up to 550,
right?
But not, you know, 20% over asking.
Right.
And there's it's always a cash buyer.
Well, what if I were to slip you my $2 cash right. across the table?
What could we make
now?
With
can
that?
We yeah. play ball?
Yeah, right. Yeah, let me shake your hand. You feel that? That's yeah. $2.
That's cold cash, honey. That is pure paper.
That is almost being able to dry your clothes at the laundromat.
Oh yeah,
you're getting closer. Yeah. So you said you ended up renting a house, and you're going to continue mm-hmm. the house hunt.
Yes, and it's already. It's just really hard and depressing, and honestly. I refuse to participate. I just refuse. Like, I was looking on there, 1,100. Now, people that don't live in LA or California, this, I hope, makes your jaw fall off your face. An 1,100 square foot house mm-hmm. for 1,300.
Wow.
And I said, no thanks. I said, no thank you. I'm not participating in this. I refuse.
How about $2? For this
how about
11.
A crisp
in cash
Washington
yeah well I would say and I hope that makes everybody who lives in New York think, wow, that's a good deal.
Right. Yeah, that's true. There are definitely worse areas.
But as someone who has now lived in both cities, it is a scam that mm-hmm. we have fallen for.
Yes.
It is incredible what you cannot get for your hard earned money.
Yes.
In both Los Angeles and New York. And I know a lot of G-Thinks listeners know that, but it is kind of, I think it's admirable of you to say, like, we're like, homie, don't play that. Like, we're not like, okay, find
no,
some
thank
other
you,
sucker.
Sweetie.
Yeah. So find yeah. some other sucker who will pay over
I'm
a million.
I'm not doing it.
And also,
I'm not doing it.
Most houses in LA look like shipping containers,
mm-hmm.
you know? So think of what you're really paying for.
Well, you know what? You mentioned that. We actually looked into shipping container houses.
Did you?
Well, because I'm starting to do the math in my head. I'm like, why don't we just buy a lot?
And just put a house on it.
Dump a shipping container on it and just live there. But even the lots are $1 million.
No, you know what it is? We looked into this too, because there's a lot for sale on our street and it's for sale for $80,000. And we were like, what the fuck? Like, you know, then it became our mission to be like, well, what's wrong with it? And it turns out that to build on that particular land, because it's above a canyon and it's like, you know, there's, you would be paying at least $250,000 in just getting permits alone mm-hmm. before you
and it would probably take years
because in mm-hmm. LA, if you want to even like build a deck, you have to have like a town summit
yes.
and get permission. So it's $80,000 for the land, but then it would cost you $250,000 just in permits to be able to start contracting. And then houses that are built on hills require mm-hmm. so much more foundational
right.
insurance and security that this house would end up costing you like $2.5 million to build.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Right. It sucks. It sucks because it feels like there's so much real estate in big metropolitan areas always feels like I am always doubting my ability to read between the lines because mm-hmm. they always come at you
yep.
with the deal and your heart starts to race a little. And then you start being like, this has never not once been what it said it was. So
oh,
why,
yeah.
am
I
getting,
mean,
why am I getting, why am
I think
excited?
It's a lesson. It's a lesson that I continue to learn, but I keep falling for, which is if it's too good to be true, it is.
Yes, absolutely. But then there's that little voice in the back of my head that says, but miracles do happen.
That's true.
And maybe to me.
And anybody that moves to LA has a dreamer.
That's right. We've all seen La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all just Ryan Gosling trying to, you know, invent jazz. I don't really know what that movie was about. And also LA way more than New York in the year that I've lived here. Every single person, like, New York is like weird and broody and not a lot of people like talk about their dreams because everyone's like too busy like hustling and like not sleeping. Mm-hmm. But in LA, you stop anyone on the street and they will talk to you for a very long time about their dreams.
Yes.
And usually you end up feeling like a big bitch because in your head you're like, that's not real. Like, I'm just okay. That's not really like realistic. But
have you had anybody, I know you haven't been here a long time and most of that time you've been stuck in your house. Have you had anybody come up to you in LA and tell you that they are a fortune teller and that they're getting like vibrations off of you and that they need to be paid for a reading by you immediately?
Not yet, but I want that to happen
yeah.
now immediately.
I've had that happen to me many times.
Do you think if I go to the Costco in Atwater, someone will come up to me? And
I hope so. It happened to me at the dollar store on La Brea. It happened to me at the Rock and Roll Ralph's.
What is Rock and Roll
Ralph's? Which is the Ralph's on the Sunset Strip.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of some of the other places. But it was all when I was in my 20s, and I think I gave off sort of like a naivete
mm-hmm.
that I no longer have from being hardened by this town.
By too many fortune tellers.
Yeah, so now all the fortune tellers. So now nobody fucks with me, but I kind of miss it.
Yeah. Wow,
it's sort of like when you miss getting catcalled. Like, I don't want to be catcalled, but part of me is kind of like, really? Nothing? You really don't want to
yes.
say anything about me right now?
The catcalling thing is so real because I'm such a vain asshole who's in need of therapy that, like, yeah, when I don't get catcalled, I'm like, wow, I guess, like, I'm just not that pretty.
Yeah, Amy Schumer did a bit about that.
Oh,
and
she
I remember
did?
Laughing
oh,
so
great.
Hard
Look at
about
me
it.
Thinking I'm inventing some comedy over here.
Well, no, not what you said, but sort of what I said. Like, she walked by, and when they were like, they said all this nasty stuff to her, and she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, yeah. She was like honored.
You're like, oh my God, no, I'm not interested, but I do appreciate the sentiment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like, mommy still got it.
No, that, yeah, that really does make sense to me. I mean, I haven't been catcalled in a long time, mostly because, like, I haven't been in the vicinity of anyone.
Right.
Who, and also in LA, no one walks. Okay.
Yes.
I crossed the street. 2 days ago, like, in a crosswalk at a light for the first time, maybe in 11 months, the power that went through me. And I also, no one in this, I'm so sorry. No one in LA knows how to drive. Like,
oh yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. And I had a car in Brooklyn for 5 years. People just are just like, oh, I want to go over to the fourth lane over on the freeway. I'm just going to head over there and hope for the best.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked across the street for the first time in 11 months, and it felt so foreign to me. But, like, no one's walking here, so catcalling isn't, like, what's, like, LA's, like, is LA's catcalling fortune tellers in the Atwater Costco?
Yes.
Okay.
You just solved it. Yep. Fortune tellers coming up to you at the dollar store is the equivalent to being catcalled in New York.
Did you get a good fortune, at least? Did you ever buy into it?
No, I didn't pay for them.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I was broke, number one.
You got those $2? You'd be like, here's my two. You
I'm
got
telling
it?
You, there are so many fortune teller places, and I'm like, how do y'all pay the rent? There has to be something else going
and
on.
And none of them are going out of business. Like, all of our beloved restaurants, our beloved bodegas are like, I'm so sorry, we have to close the door, but the freaking psychic on, like, Avenue A in New York is still, like, doors open, like, with her crystals. I'm like, right, exactly. There's, like, trafficking, and I'm not sure what is being trafficked, but it's not
It could
fortunes.
Be Cutco knives.
Right.
It could be
Tupperware. It's just
it
not
could be
fortunes.
Anything.
It's not fortunes. I'm with you. That's so Jackie and I now have a running list of ideas that we are going to monetize. I think an investigative ID special on the site.
And I have a feeling that there is a world where we could make them all happen in one space.
Yeah.
Like like you buy a ticket and it's an immersive day.
It's Refinery 29's 29 rooms, but it's like, yeah, exactly.
Do you remember that Sephora?
Yeah. And remember, like, the camp store. Do you remember hearing about that? Was New York, but it was like a toy store. It was for kids, but it was a toy store. And, like, behind the magic bookshelf was this, like, whole thing. And that could be us.
Oh, we're going to have a magic bookshelf.
I want a magic bookshelf so much. Oh, that's
and I know what's
going to
be behind it.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz. Yes. And you're going to have to find out why when you go listen to the Natch Butte episode. I think there are things that are, like, mainstays of both cities that really absolutely make zero sense. And, like, while part of me is inclined to say, like, let that be the mystery of my great city, more part of me is like, I would really like some answers.
Yes.
Like, stat. Okay, so you're paying for your wedding. I know from experience that's just writing a lot of big checks. You're doing it during a pandemic. That is stressful. What are you and but you're are like I was gonna say, is there any part of you that wants to just say, like, we're just gonna just do it, the two of us? But truly, there are, like, four people going to your wedding.
We essentially are.
Yeah. Yeah. So what part of it are you, what are you most excited? I mean, don't say what everyone says, like, the marriage and, like, what are you most, like, from a truly tangible standpoint, what part of your wedding are you most excited about?
I mean, the pictures.
Yeah.
Let's get real. Because, you know, why did I buy bouquets? For the pictures. Why am I getting this dress made? For the pictures. It ain't for my health, honey. It's for the damn photos. Okay? There's this photo of Justin Bieber and Hailey. And he's, like, standing. I'll just demonstrate because you can see.
Okay. So she's literally, like getting up and, like, acting it out. Okay.
So he's, like, standing, right? Yeah. And he has one leg popped.
Yeah.
And they're holding hands. And then she's to the side. Yeah. And her booty popped. And I'm like, I'm literally going to take that photo.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it and I'm going to have it on my phone and I'm going to go, can you recreate this photo with us? And that photo, how much did it cost me? $10,000, $15,000? But I'm getting that damn photo.
The photos are so important. So I'm
That's
assuming...
literally why you do it. I mean, yeah. My sister was like, the food rots, the flowers wilt. People won't remember, but honey, the photos don't lie.
Wow. That's really, you know, that is a really good point. So I'm assuming you are not camera shy.
I mean, no, I guess.
Is Ben?
I would say out of the two of us, I'm probably the most photogenic. He's very handsome.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes a good photographer to really stage photos right, because it is not easy. Nobody can just pose.
No. It either looks cheesy or cheap. Yes. Or I
need somebody to literally go move your head an inch this yes. way. And I'll do it and it'll look great, but I need that help.
But do you guys feel comfortable? I'm looking up that Haley and Justin picture now just because you did such an amazing job.
Thank you. I know. But it's like, you don't even need to look
it up. I don't, but I'm just doing it for, I just want to see like what your I'm like Haley, Justin photo. Like how many friggin' results? I keep saying friggin'.
I feel like I have it saved in my Instagrams.
Let me see.
So let me find it.
It's funny that
it's a black and white photo. Their uh-huh. wedding photos were all black and white.
Oh, I love that. I mean,
and sure. It's just one of their wedding photos, but you know, we're roughly the same height as them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Same looks really.
I mean, we're both young billionaires.
I always say, I guess what I'm saying is even not photogenic, but are you both comfortable in front of the camera?
Oh, here it is, sweetie. And it's not black and white. I lied.
Oh yeah,
look at that leg pop.
I will post this in the show notes, you guys. We'll do like a
Bieber got that leg pop.
It's truly not on the internet. She is showing me from her camera roll. You better, I see that picture isn't hearted. You need to like screenshot and fave.
Oh well, I have it bookmarked.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good,
I don't
good,
hit
good.
Like on photos.
Wow.
I mean, I do with like my followers, but I don't follow this account. It's just
like Haley Justin pics.
All I know is I'm doing this photo picture.
I
like
love
this
that.
This is why I am risking my life. This is why.
It's a pandemic, but we are getting the shot.
This is why I lost my VIB Rouge status. Okay? So it's happening.
So you guys feel comfortable in front of the camera? Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. See, Dan and I don't. Photos were really difficult for us during the wedding because we felt like really weird and self-conscious and
I'm definitely more easy, but also don't forget, as I mentioned, I've been married once.
Yeah. You've done so
this. This will be, it's like riding a bike.
I just pulled down my favorite wedding photo so I could show you. This is my favorite picture.
Oh my God. That's, you look so sexy with that brunette hair.
So
you look like
much.
A goddess.
So in the beginning of the night with my hair extensions, I looked amazing. By the end of the night, I did look like I was wearing a wig with my hair. Like
they were coming out?
They weren't coming out, but like sweating all night on the dance floor. It's like mm-hmm. my natural hair like lost a little bit of its zhuzh, mm-hmm. but the extensions were in place. So yeah. There was like a separation that was like yeah. obvious. But I actually have a very, it's not framed in my house, but I do have a really funny picture of like the mess I looked like at the end of the night. And you know, the first time you see it, you're like, what? Like, why did you take this? Like, why? I'm not, what am I? But I am so happy I have it now because it's very funny. I look like a disaster. But yeah, no, I felt very weird in front of the camera. And we kept, we only did a few. I know friends who like do the wedding photography and are like, and I would like 2 hour photo shoot of the two of us. And Dan and I were like, take like 3 good pictures. Like,
yeah.
Just get the shot and like maybe from far away and like, we'll go with it. But I'm kind of liking that you're bringing, it's smart to bring inspo. It's smart to bring a picture. It's hard to describe stuff like this. Wait, what is that?
My phone. I'm a fucking mess. It's my phone.
Oh my gosh. Earlier,
I'm telling you, since we've started this, I've had phones, my computer, I've hit play in a cooking video I watched 3 days ago went off. I'm a mess.
I'm keeping it in because it's authentic and I love it. Yeah. Earlier we were like in the middle of the Natch Butte episode and all of a sudden it's like, and then you're going to take the shallots and you're going to lightly on the, and we were like, what?
I'm telling you, some people have like, you know, kids running in. I just have
like
my
old
computer
TikToks.
Talking.
Yeah, I know.
My computer are my children.
I love it. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, I guess I'm going to be the opposite of you. I've allotted more time for the photos than anything
That's
else.
That's fantastic.
Because for me, it's like, I know I'll at least get a few good ones if we take like 50,000
yes.
photos.
That is the truth of the math of it all.
Yes.
And that was a very great, I mean, again, I don't have to tell you this. You've been married before, but to any listeners who are planning a wedding or eventually getting married or hoping to get married, like the best advice the best piece of wedding knowledge I ever got from a friend was that like, the point of the photographer is to document you the entire day. So please do not panic if some pictures of you are like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Like, unless you are Hailey Baldwin Bieber, like, there are going to be angles of you that look insane. And
yes.
there's going to be pictures that you're going to say to your photographer, like, what, who would want this? Like, I mean, why would I want this picture of myself? There's an insane picture of me coming down the aisle. Back up the aisle, down the aisle, whatever. Dan and I were to get, we had been married. We were married, we were coming back down the aisle. And I was like, and like, just totally, like my head was all weird and I was making the weirdest face and one eye was closed. And we have that documented. And then you look at someone else's picture of that same moment and it's like beautiful. And you have to remember that there are like probably 100 pictures of that person looking
like their neck broke.
Yeah, like their neck broke and they're like a goblin from the sewer. So
my advice to anyone is pay somebody to stand behind you and say, smile.
Right.
Put your shoulders back.
Stick your neck out.
Yeah. Just like, because I was scowling, like resting bitch face, you know, through like half of it. And then my posture is so bad. So I just would, if that would be my note, I want somebody to just go shoulders back.
Yep.
Smile. Because there are a lot of like resting bitch face candids.
Sure.
And you're not doing it on purpose. It's just, you're like, relax.
Yeah. You're like, you're just like in your element. It just living life. And like, and that's fine. But here's the one day out of the year where you've paid someone to follow you around with a camera.
To follow you around for every waking second. Maybe I'll have the girl that does my makeup put a little wig tape and just.
You could.
Like the Joker. Like
just
a permanent
do it.
Smile.
Just a little string back
just
to the
little,
ear.
Just
a little marionette.
Snap it back.
Snap it back.
Yeah.
I love that. Is there something that you, because you have the knowledge of having had been married before and having had done the big wedding. Besides the big crowd and, you know, coughing on one another, what happened in your first, and besides the marriage that didn't work out, what kind of thing did you think was very important for wedding number one that you are doing away with in wedding number two?
Okay, so I'll try to find the photo because only you can see it, but you can post it on your
please do.
We were sort of discussing earlier like predatory medical professionals.
Yes.
And, or we were discussing it on Natch Butte in terms of like, when you get your nails done, they tell you you need your mustache wax. So I got married the first time and I was like, okay, I'm going to get a little Botox because I want to look like really cute or whatever. They put 40 units of Botox in my upper half of my face.
Tell everybody what that means.
It basically means my entire forehead was frozen. My eye area was completely frozen. Like a real housewife.
I was going to say like a real housewife.
I mean, it was, and I didn't even realize it at the time. Like right now, like I can completely move my head, my eye, like everything's, but I would be like, I'm so happy. Nothing. So there's a photo of me dancing with my father, which is the reason it moved me so much was because I know this is true. And I don't know if your parents are still with you, Caroline.
They are.
Okay. So we're lucky.
Yeah.
Every time I log on to Facebook, somebody I know's dad or mom.
Yeah.
You know, it's starting to happen. We're getting older. Like it's horrible. And if I even start thinking about that, I'll lose it.
Anxiety attack.
So in that moment, I was just like, I'm so happy that my dad is here. I'm so happy that he's here with me. This is a beautiful moment that I will always remember with the two of us. And I'm even getting teared up just thinking about it.
You are.
So in this moment, I'm literally sobbing, dancing with my father. And in the photo, my face is frozen. My sister calls it the sea hag. I'm going, but nothing's moved.
You have to get me this picture.
No, I'm going
to
see.
You have to get it for me. Even if you can't find it now, you have to give it to me so I can show everybody. I will put it on the Instagram.
This was one of those things where I said, nope.
No Botox. We are gonna show the emotion. That is
we
so
We are natural this
funny.
Time, sweetie.
You are Natch-bute in this way.
I'm Natch-bute. I'm not going to have a single photo of me with a frozen face
on
this day.
Oh my, that's so funny.
I'll text it to you when we're done and you'll lose. I mean, it literally makes my sister cry laughing every time she sees it. I think it was my most liked Instagram photo of the year. And I was like, this is what you should not do on your wedding day. Do not listen, because they prey on you. If you use the W word, these vendors, they'll go, she was like, oh, you're getting married. Well, then you really want to look good.
Oh,
you
know? The wedding tax is like 30% on what anything would actually cost. Just tell your florist you need some flowers. The second you say it's a bridal bouquet, you have just paid $750,000 for a rose.
Literally. Oh, I'm not saying it this minute. But
that is so funny.
Everybody, don't over Botox.
That is so funny. I would say the same thing about the hair extensions, because I think I just went for the more is more. And I don't think I was like, let's do it. And I kind of had this like, there were elements of like,
because you still want to be yourself, but you just want to be like an enhanced, like hotter
version.
Yeah,
you want to be you when you can afford a team. So I wanted to look like me, but like rich, famous, hot me. But
opulent you.
But I had, and you know, I had cut my hair in 2016, like I cut like 12 inches off. I used to have long, like you saw in that picture, like very long, like kind of Kardashian-y hair. And then I got rid of it. And then we got married in February of 2019. And it was like, it was probably the length it is right now. But I wanted some, you know, vavoom to it. But someone will convince you like, oh, put the 20-inch extensions in. And then all of a sudden, like, I was channeling a little bit of, like, Hasidic bride. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't look, like, I looked like I had, it was beautiful, but it didn't look like my hair.
Right.
And at the end of the night, when my real hair was, like, sweaty and my extensions were extremely on point, I looked like a disaster. But, yes, everyone will tell you, like, oh, you're getting married? You gotta
get the 20 inches, you gotta
do this. It's a little more expensive, but you gotta do it. And I was like, okay.
And they do the same thing when you die, too.
That's true, but I won't be here for that. Oh,
yes.
I feel like you're the perfect person to talk about this with. So I have a group chat with a bunch of my friends in New York, which means that often when I wake up, there are already like 17 messages.
Right. You've missed a lot.
I've missed a lot. So yesterday I wake up to contextless, you know, presented without comment. Disney does Disney funerals. Did you know this?
No.
And it is like you can have your favorite characters and like it's this whole thing, and I'll link to it. And I still don't even know if it's a parody or not, but I could not stop laughing at thinking about it. And it's like, you know, Disney would, you know, like, you know, they already make money everywhere else. Like, why not have a Disney? But you can have your favorite characters and like pick the songs that you want played and like blah, 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 blah. And I thought, well, if I die before Dan, I'm definitely doing this as my last bit. Like, I'm definitely going to embarrass him by, because I'm dead. You know what I mean? I can't feel the embarrassment. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll go viral. I'll get like some story, you know, BuzzFeed will write about me and my Disney wedding. I will embarrass the shit out of my, hopefully at the time, like 84-year-old husband. And I'll be dead. I can't feel any of this shame. It'll be like my last, you know, my last little sketch.
Your last little ha ha ha.
Yeah, my last little ha ha ha. Can you send my coffin down Splash Mountain? Just so, you know what I mean? Like push.
I was thinking the like the Na'vi ride. Yeah. You know, in Animal Kingdom and Disney World. Like just send it through Avatar.
Yeah. With like people also on it.
Yes. It's like just hoist your coffin in the back. I mean, I'm not mad at this idea, and funerals are not cheap, so like might as well have fun with
it. They're so expensive, and like it breaks my heart because, you know, this year has been such a horrible year in terms of the volume of death and in terms of the volume of like just tragedy that we have seen. And the worst is just having to deal. Like, funerals cost like $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. Like, no one has that kind of money on hand. And especially if someone dies suddenly and you're unprepared, like, nothing breaks my heart more than a GoFundMe where it's just like, we are just trying to like, put our person to rest. And it sucks that we have now, I don't know, just the you have in ways like a consumerist shopping podcast. I have a shopping podcast, but I hate the capitalism of it all. Like, a funeral shouldn't cost $15,000. Disney shouldn't be looking at funerals as like a branch of business they can get into. It just sucks. The whole thing sucks. But it was very funny for me to fantasize briefly about. It's like in Love Actually when Liam Neeson has to play the Bay City Rollers when his wife dies, but like much worse because it's zippity doo dah and I'm like being carried out by like Goofy and Mickey.
The colors
and Minnie.
Of the wind.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, I don't want to pivot, but I do want to reveal the photo to you.
You found it?
Because
oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Is it better or worse than you expected?
Both in all of the right ways. Oh my god, that is oh man, I can't wait to show this.
I mean, look how beautiful I look in
you
every
look
other way.
Stunning.
I mean, my hair, my
stunning.
Makeup, everything. And look how happy my little dad looks.
Your little dad is so happy.
He's so sweet.
Oh my god, you
and
look
I look
insane.
Like a sea hag. A sea hag.
You do look, and because you have red hair.
Yes, I'm serving like Ursula after the.
You're doing Ariel. Exactly.
Yeah.
You are serving like that climactic moment of the Little Mermaid where the changeover of of voice and legs finally happens. Wow. Can I share that?
No. Yes. I'm just screen grabbed it. So I will email it to you when we're finished.
It might be the Instagram photo I used to promote.
Fine with me. I mean, it, like I said, it was my number one most liked photo of the year.
Oh, I love it that so year. Much. Wow, so, it's better than I imagined and worse than I imagined.
Yeah,
and I love
I'm
it.
Happy to be a cautionary tale because honestly,
that's great advice.
These people prey on women. They prey on brides, and do not let them do that to you. If you're going to get a little something for your wedding, it's your right, it's your choice. And you're like, you know, I just want like a little something. And they try to talk you into all this stuff that you never thought you wanted, that you never heard of. Walk away. Put this picture on your phone, okay?
Use
it as
your
background on your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like show them
this photo.
Picture. And then also my 20,000 inch extensions that are like scooping at my feet and let us teach you. Just look like yourself. Hotter, better, richer version of yourself for a wedding, obviously, whatever that means to you. But try 20 units of Botox instead of 40. Try the 16 inch extensions instead of
20. And let me just say that I have the 20s in.
Right now?
No regrets.
You have the 20s in right now? I mean,
no, in my photo.
Oh, I thought you had 40. Oh my God. Okay.
No, there. I have the. I bought new ones for.
Oh,
this
the hair extensions. I thought you meant the units. Okay.
Oh no.
No, those extensions.
I talk about the hair extensions.
Okay. Yeah. No, the 16-inch extensions would have been amazing. The 24 was just like, oops. It's like when you eat. It's like when you eat sushi and you're like so happy and you eat like the last two pieces and you're like, no, I'm gonna vomit now. Like that was too much
sushi.
Yeah,
you're like, there's just such a fine line.
That is my hair extensions at my wedding. That is your Botox at your wedding.
Yes.
I'm so happy we talked about this because I recently did like a really quick, like, you know, I'm bored and vain, ask me anything on Instagram. And I had a few people ask about the wedding and like, you know, best wedding advice. And I tend to just say that my best wedding advice is to do whatever it is that you want to do and understand that no matter what that is, people are going to have opinions and just, and like, just who cares?
I mean, I learned a lot from my first wedding. I actually had really bad, like post-wedding depression. I would wake up in the middle of the night crying for about a year.
Oh, a year.
Over various things that happened on my wedding day.
Okay.
And, I think my, what I know now, was that I was fixated on the wedding
and not the marriage.
Because the marriage wasn't good.
Okay.
So my advice is to really check yourself, because now I don't care.
You're just
if
happy.
You ask me what plates my dinner is going to be served on, I don't even care, and I don't know.
Yeah, no plates, people. You're eating on napkins.
We're probably going to have to eat to-go food in the car. You know?
And that's fine.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as I get my Bieber picture.
Yeah, that's right. I think I had a little post-wedding depression. It only lasted 2 days, though. I think it was a lot of the... I think it was actually a response to... a lot of mental real estate being freed up, and that feeling very weird, because weddings require you to think about, like, especially if you have like a job and like other things happening in your life, like weddings take up so much space. And once it's over, you're like, it's a little void.
Yes.
And also the feeling of like, really, my mom made me feel so much better about this, but like my biggest feeling right after I got married was like, it was a joke, but I kind of meant it. I was like, I really want to send out like a Google form to everyone who came and be like, did you have fun? Like, did you like it?
Yeah.
Like, validate me, validate me, validate me. Like, this was the most expensive, biggest day of my life.
Yes.
Like, were you, and I had a big, we had a big wedding. We had like about like 220 people at our wedding, which was absolutely nuts.
Yeah, that's a lot. I had 100.
That's, and it still feels like a lot.
It was
like, it's a lot. Like, you know, we both have big families and lots of cousins, and it was fun. We had a fun wedding and we had a great time and we did exactly what we wanted. But afterwards, I really just wanted that validation of like, did you have fun? Like, did you go home and say like, that was really fun? Like, did you had any, did you get enough to eat? Did you like the band? Like, you want like people to,
yes.
And I called my mom the day after, or 2 days after our wedding. Like, we took a few beats, and then we went down to Florida, just because we got married in February. So we just like got out of town to go to the beach and just like lay down, because another thing was that we knew we were going to be so tired that if we took a honeymoon to somewhere where we would need to like tour and like do all this stuff, we would be like too overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Florida, where we would feel absolutely no guilt for like doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my mom from Florida and I like explained to her that I wanted this validation. And she told me that when she and my dad got married, at the airport on the way to Bermuda for their honeymoon, she called my grandmother from the payphone and kept being like, do you think everyone had a good time? Did it look like,
oh my gosh, and you did the same thing.
And I did the same thing. So I feel like maybe that's just part of, you know, bride brain and wedding brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like tying up those loose ends. And one of the things that I really appreciated about a family friend of ours is that they sent our gift after our wedding, and so their card was like, we had so much fun.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, we loved when the band played this and we loved eating this specific food. And I thought, that is such a good idea, and I'm gonna adopt that, because it made me feel so good.
Oh, I have screenshots of texts that I got the day or two after, and I screen grabbed them
because it makes you feel
good. And they're
good.
From random friends that were like, let me tell you everything I like. Number one, I have never had a better meal.
Ugh.
Blah, 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 blah. Number two, your veil under the light when you walk. Like, and I was like, this is
your
exactly
face when
what
you
I
dance
need.
With
I need
your
the
father.
Yelp reviews of my wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're just, we're all in need. I need a dopamine hit, you know? Like,
yes.
Tell me this wasn't
well,
for
again,
nothing.
It's like, you just, like you said, I mean, it was about 12,000 an hour.
Oh.
Or something, you know, when you break it down.
Jesus, yeah.
And you're like, that's it? It's over now?
Well, no matter how much you pay for your wedding, no matter how many people are there, no matter how much, you know, time or not time you commit to it, there's only 24 hours in a day, and your wedding day is exactly the same amount of time,
yes.
No matter what. Like, you can't pay for it to last longer.
And
I don't think it matters. Like, if like right, spend whatever you want, but know that no amount of money you spend is going to change the fact that it is a 6 hour or 5 hour party or a 6 hour party. And like, it does go so fast, and you will be left. The other thing too is why you want those Yelp reviews is that no, like, I didn't even drink at my wedding, and it is a blur to me. I don't remember so much
of
it. You know every single person in that room. You're the only person in the room who knows everybody else in the room.
Right.
Like, and you're talking to everybody. And you hear the song that you were excited to hear, but you were like, oh my God, wait, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like,
well, it's also, since you had so many people, you're always wanting to be on with everybody. So like, I would finally sit down to like eat my food that I painstakingly chose.
And you never did. Right. And then someone's like,
and then
hi.
You're like, oh, hi. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you for coming. Yep.
And by the time you get back to the food, it's cold. Maybe they cleared your plate. Like, I mean, we didn't even get, it's so funny. I had these donuts made. Have you been to Donut Friend yet?
No.
Well, you're right over there.
I've only been to Sir. And I feel like you keep asking me because you know the answer is I've only been to Sir. And you just want to keep hearing me say it. Tell me where
Donut
it is
Friend
and I will
is,
go.
Donut Friend is by you, but you know, they make like delicious donuts. And we had letters and I had custom icing colors, all this crazy shit. We didn't even get one. We didn't even get one. And I remember like, it just, I would fixate on it for a year. I was just like, I didn't even fucking get a donut, but whatever. It all worked out.
Yeah. Now, exactly. We did not do a seated dinner. We did like heavy past appetizers. And then at midnight, we had 30 pizzas. We got married in Brooklyn, so it did make sense. We had 30 pizzas delivered to the dance floor. So everyone was absolutely wasted except for me. And everyone was very happy to see pizza being passed out of the dance floor.
Yeah.
There were three pizzas, full pies left over at the end of the night. And I was so territorial over them. Like I had my, like in the last half hour of the wedding, I was ready to go. I turned to Dan. I'm like, do you think it's rude if we like leave? You know, like, can we like head out?
Can we cut this a little
short? I'm like, I'm a little hungry and I need to get the stress off my body and the Spanx off my body. But I'm looking at those pizzas like no one better take them. Do not take my pizza. I mean like I couldn't find pizza in Brooklyn at midnight on a Saturday, but like you are so hungry and you are so like happy.
Drained.
But you are also so drained that you are now in hangry mode where you're like, yes. If you fucking touch my fucking food, I will fucking kill you. I can't believe they didn't save a donut for you. I would sue.
I know.
Honestly, I would sue.
Well, but these are the things that kept me up.
This is why you were crying 8 months
you know
later.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But I remember like we went back to our room and there was like strawberries dipped in chocolate. It was all the shit. I didn't eat any of it.
Wow.
That's how tired I was.
Oh, yeah.
Me not eating a strawberry with chocolate.
That says something.
And I woke up the next day and it was all like wilted and like, and I hate waste. I'm like neurotic about waste. So I was all of a sudden like really mad and really grotesque, like just so disgusted with myself that I didn't even eat it. Listen, basically what I'm saying is getting married is a nightmare.
It's
good
a nightmare.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck. Have fun. If you're secretly planning a wedding and thinking, oh my God, am I the only person planning a wedding who's miserable? You are not.
You are not alone.
You are not alone. Exactly. We are here with you.
Yes.
Okay. Jackie J.
Yes.
Queen of Creams.
Yes.
What item are you here to talk to us about on G Thanks Just Bought It?
Okay.
What'd you bring?
Okay. I have several to choose from.
I love that. I love that. Go with your gut. Just
okay,
have a,
I'm gonna
feel
go
feel it. Feel it.
Because we're doing so many visuals.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see that?
So Jackie, who just moved into a rental house, has her recording studio set up in like a pretty near empty room. Except
yes,
for what
I have
she's...
like my like walls padded with recording foam.
Yeah, she's got her light, her vanity light. But
yeah.
Now I can see behind her.
Yeah.
Is a mini trampoline.
Yes.
Tell me everything. No one's ever brought something like this before.
Okay.
And I am a sucker for an affordable exercise accoutrement.
Yes.
Tell me.
Okay. So this is a jump sport trampoline. I got it through Natribute in 2019.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. You know, listen, trampolines have been a workout fad. I mean, in the 70s, you know, I think Jane Fonda was doing them
yes.
like in her video.
Like,
so this isn't a new thing.
Sure.
But, you know, now they're calling it rebounding, right? They've given it a new name. So I bought this. I was really enjoying it. All I was doing was like watching YouTube, type in rebounder. And there are workouts and they're actually fun and easy on your joints.
Love that.
I have bad knees.
Me
you
too.
Know, biking hurts my knees. He's like, And, you know, there's a bunch of them to choose from. And I was having some fun with it. And I was actually seeing some pretty nice results, especially like cardio wise, if you catch my drift.
Wow. You were rebounding elsewhere.
That dick.
For those of you who didn't catch the drift.
Yes, who didn't get my drift. That's the drift I was trying to get. So then I moved in with my now fiance, and there was no room for it. So I put it in storage. Now that we have a house, I got it out. I've been doing it outside, but it's been cold. So I decided to step the game up.
Uh-huh.
I joined. Have you ever heard of LEK Fit?
No.
So it's, and I don't want to, this is absolutely a compliment, but this is one of those like hot LA girl workouts.
That is the only workout that exists in LA. I'm trying to understand. But yeah, people go there who don't look like they've ever like needed to work out is what you're
the
saying.
The woman who runs
I'm looking it up right now.
LEK Fit.
Got it.
The woman who runs it is a goddess. I mean, she could have been in the Wonder Woman movie as like the body double for water. I mean,
wow.
She is so passionate about her work. So I got everything. I have ankle weights.
Oh, you did okay? The whole thing. Okay.
So I bought the whole system. I have pulleys. I have bands, all this shit. And I wanted to go to the classes. They have, okay. Do you follow Busy Phillips on Instagram?
Yes, I do.
So you know when Busy Phillips is drenched in sweat? She's LEK Fit.
Whoa.
That's what she does.
I did. One time
I was on La Brea. I was at Republique getting brunch. I know, I'm an LA asshole.
Wow.
Busy Phillips comes out sweaty. By the way, she's very small in person.
Yes.
Like, comes out and I'm like, oh my God, I realize LEK Fit is on La Brea right next to me. So I was like, I'm going to go to a class, but I can't go to a class until I'm at least halfway good because I don't want to be like the slow guy in class, you know?
Sure.
But I never even got to go to the class because the world shut down.
Yeah.
So you can sign up and do it online. I can't describe to you this class. It is insane in theory, but the woman has the most amazing physique. Like, it makes no sense though what she does. Like, first of all, the most peppy, positive woman.
Oh, okay. LA, very.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's like, ha! Ha! She makes these sounds. I can't even give them justice.
Primal.
I can't, nothing I've ever done has brought me that much joy to make a ha sound. I mean, just ha, ha, hey, ha. Hey, everything is a hey.
I'm peeing she gets again. These weights,
she gets these little weights in her hands and she's just like,
it's a, eh, 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 eh,
eh, like, it makes no sense.
Oh,
and I'm just like, but I guess it makes you, she distracts you.
Yeah.
So you don't know you're working out because everything you're throwing your hands this direction, you're throwing. I mean, all I wanted to do was jump on the trampoline. We barely got on the trampoline. We're laying on the trampoline. We're throwing our feet up. We're doing kicks on the trampoline. But we're actually not. And I'm just like, what is happening?
And you loved it.
Well, I'm
learning
still
to love
hanging
it.
On.
Okay.
I just hate working out.
No, me too. You have to find that joy in movement. And it feels like you
don't find joy in movement.
Yeah, I find joy in sitting.
I was picked last in gym class. I am not athletic. You know, I played The Sims all through high school. Yeah. I didn't get into competitive sports. I've never been on like a team sport. Like, it's just not my thing.
Yep, me too.
I'm like, I'm getting older. I need to move my body for my health. It's not like, I'm not trying to look like the LEK Fit.
No.
But it's just, I can't find something I like. I've tried this. I bought the fucking ankle weights.
I know. You're like me. Like, when you find, you're like, I am going all in.
Yes.
I'm going all in. I am buying the ankle weights. This is my new life now.
Because I'll tell you, I kind of want to show you. I'm going to have to take my headset off.
But do it. Okay. I'll narrate while you're doing it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, you narrate. Okay. So I'm not going to put the ankle weights on, but pretend I have them on.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to narrate. So she's on the trampoline. It's a mini trampoline. Aren't you afraid you're going to fall? She's literally steppy time, like in Mary Poppins. I wish I really just want you guys to see this.
It's really hard.
Don't you feel like you're going to... Okay, now she has her headset on again. Don't you feel...
Did you see me?
Yeah, I said, oh my God, she's doing like steppy time from Mary Poppins. Like,
yeah,
you are... That's not that, and I understand why it's good because the resistance on your joints is, you know,
yes.
But that sounds hard. That is,
I'm
you
out
did
of breath.
That for 20 seconds. I would have fallen off and died.
But like, that's why I could never go to the class.
Sure.
In person, because I was talking to a friend of mine who's like, you know, fit and everything. And I was like, have you been? She's like, oh yeah, they're amazing, blah, blah. And I'm like, I will literally pass out.
Yeah. Oh no, I would.
And she's like, just keep jumping. That's all you have to do. Nobody will even pay attention to you. And I'm like, I don't even think I could do that.
just like everyone's doing a workout and you're like flying in the background.
Jumping. I mean, if you see Busy Phillips, she's literally drenched.
So are you doing it at home? Like, do you do it at home? Like,
well, I try. It's not easy. The motivation is not easy. That's the one thing about group fitness classes. You really do push yourself more because you don't want to feel weird.
Because they literally lock the door. And if you...
I feel so uncomfortable in like fitness environments.
Me too.
And so if I'm in the class, I'm like, well, I don't want anybody to like look at me. So I better keep going. Kind of thing.
There's
something... But here in my house, I don't have that.
Well, no, right. I need somebody yelling at me.
Yeah.
And also I'm a people pleaser. So I need an instructor being like, Caroline, you're doing so well. And I'm like, okay, right. Thank you. Okay.
But see, I don't even want that. I don't want them to talk to me. I don't
you
want
don't
them
want
to point
any
me out.
Attention. Oh, I still want attention, even if I'm not doing it well. But that's, you know, that's a problem for another therapy session. But yeah. I bought the SoulCycle bike over the summer because I loved SoulCycle in New York. Mm-hmm. I know that everyone has the Peloton, and I know there's a more community vibe to the Peloton. And I think G-Thinks just bought it. Peloton owners and users they have a hashtag and they like ride together, and then I'm jealous. But I've done SoulCycle before, so I was like, well, I'm gonna buy the bike of the workout that I know that I already like, because like, know thyself. It would be very much like me to buy a Peloton and be like, I don't really like it, and then like have to sell it. And I love, and I ride a lot. I ride like 4 or 5 times a week, and it's fun. But what I miss a little bit is the like, you are here now.
Yes.
It's 45 minutes. You're not like, we're not.
You've
paid for it.
That's a big incentive for me too.
Sit your ass on the bike and you're doing, in my own house, if I'm not feeling it 20 minutes in, I'm just like popping
just
off the bike. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put, like a Law and Order. I talk about Law and Order constantly, but it's like a little bit of a white noise show for me. So I'm like, I put on Law and Order while I'm on the SoulCycle bike. Like, that's not the point. Like, you're supposed to be like, but I'm like, eh, whatever. I don't feel guilty about it because I'm like, okay, well, I'm moving. You know, like, this is good. I'm doing my thing. But I think like group fitness spaces like intimidate me, but they also hold me accountable in a way that I really can't do for myself in my own home. So are you not even like, how often are you on that trampoline, or does it sit there and mock you?
I mean, I did it yesterday for maybe 10 minutes.
Good for you. Hey, we celebrate that.
You know, I'm
new
trying.
Year, new you.
I want to do it. I mean, truly, I think every day for like 15 to 20 would be good, because it is good to like get the blood flowing.
Mm.
But I have a long ways to go.
I get it. I really like. Do you have any animals? Are you like a?
Yeah.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
So okay, aren't dogs exercise?
Yeah, I mean, my dog weighs 6 pounds, so her exercise is mainly like just walking around the house.
But
my fiance and her, they play in the yard every single day.
Oh, cute.
And they fetch, you know. We took Chuchi on a walk a few days ago, and it was nice. I need to just move my body. That's it.
Well, like I told you, I think in the Natch Butte episode, my physical therapist recently said she's never felt a body as tight as mine, meaning that I don't move enough.
Yeah.
And I took it as a compliment. I was like, thank you so much. I'm the same way. But I feel like you and I have similar personalities in that, like, it's not – my brain can't just do a thing where it's like, yeah, let's move for 20 minutes. It's like, well, I'm buying the ankle. Like, I couldn't possibly move until I have the ankle weights.
I shouldn't have done all that. Yeah. But it is a thing. Like, if I want to, the other day I made the fatal mistake. I was like, I don't need a sports bra.
Jumping up and down on a trampoline.
I was like, a regular bra will be fine. Oh, no.
No.
A regular, first of all, I don't wear bras at all. Yeah. Unless, but I had a regular one on because I think I had a meeting with our rabbi. I was like, I got to put a regular bra on. I
got to get fancy.
Free balling in front of the rabbi. But I got on it with a regular bra. Oh, no.
You can't jump. No, we're not. What are we? Like, we're not 15 anymore. Like, no. The boobs are going to, they're going to hit you in the face.
That was a bad assumption on my part. Yeah. I assumed because I have small breasts. I was like, oh, it won't be bad. No, it was bad.
No, we're learning and living and loving in 2021. That's a good lesson.
Yes.
I have huge, not huge, but bigger than small breasts that I like to strap down on anytime I move. I don't want them. I want them like, I want them to be your Botoxed face at your first wedding.
Yes.
We want no movement from my tits. But like, it is... I have made that mistake of like, you know, how much could it hurt? You pay that price for a while.
Yes.
You pay that price
for
a while.
That was not a good move.
Can I ask you how much you paid for this LTK fitness or LEK fitness setup?
Okay. So I don't know how much the trampoline is.
Yeah.
I want to say 150.
Okay.
Maybe 100.
Okay.
Weights, all that shit, about 100.
Okay.
You know, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with half this shit.
Right.
Because it hasn't come up on the classes yet. Hold on. Well, hold on, see how far I can get.
No, yeah. She's going back to the trampoline. I'm obsessed with this. It does look really fun.
What is this?
Right, good. So she's holding
Why
up
did
a
I
resistance fan. Oh, and it's branded. You really...
Oh, yeah, of course it is,
you
honey.
You really bought into the marketing
I bought
this.
The whole kit. I said, I'm going hard into something I've never tried before and I might not like. And I did it. And I'm paying the price.
I mean, the good thing about LA is that, like, if you really wanted to sell it, you would find somebody who would buy it for about $10 less than you
bought it
for.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
We bought a Peloton.
Yeah. And you sold it.
It hasn't come yet.
Okay.
It takes literally 8 years to get it.
It's true.
If you go on right now, it'll be like, we will have your Peloton ready by 2026.
It's true.
It's not here.
No.
But if you go on Facebook Marketplace, there are 75 of them for sale.
You are introducing brand new information to me. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize Facebook Marketplace was such a thing. I have a friend who is
People
a Facebook Marketplace queen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want, you can get. It's just how do you get it to your house? You know, I drive a Prius C, like the small Prius.
Won't fit
I can't fit anything in my damn car.
Are you thinking about buying it?
Facebook. Yeah.
Do it.
But I don't have a car. I'd have to go rent a fucking car.
No, you just hire. So I bought a dresser off of Craigslist and there was a guy who just like, I didn't even have to go over there. He just went, I like said to the woman, I'm like, send me the pictures. And I said to the guy, like, you know, you're going to pick up this dresser and then you're bringing it to me. And I paid him like $200 or you could definitely, it was more because it was like a very like swarthy dresser. And I have a lot of stairs leading up to my house, but like this is not insurmountable.
Yeah.
I really want you to do this and I want you to report back. You could definitely pay someone, come on, man with a van. That's like a whole thing.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about that. But yeah, I mean, you can hire anybody for anything in L.A.
Anywhere, but especially in L.A.
City of Angels, babe.
City of Angels, City of Dreams. We've all seen La La Land about, like we said, Ryan Gosling inventing jazz. Ryan Gosling
is a man. Everybody's trying to get their money.
Just
everybody's trying to get their bucks.
Call Busy Phillips. She could probably do it for you because she's so fit from her trampoline. She can carry
a
Peloton.
I'm telling you, she is fit.
I want you to get a Peloton off Facebook Marketplace. Like, I'm so committed
to this. We already bought a real one.
Just say no. Don't
Cancel
send
it. We're only order, you know, we're like seventh. I might as well. I'm in line for the COVID vaccine. That's where I'm at in line for my Peloton.
You're going to get the vaccine before you get
hundreds of millions in front of me.
I love that. And I love finding a kindred spirit who, despite knowing themselves and knowing exactly how they have reacted to every other exercise experience, really thinking that there's going to be a thing that's like, today will be different. This is it. Today is different. Today, the ankle weights are going on.
I just can't find the motivation. I was like, oh, I want to look snatched in my Bieber photo. You know, I'm like, oh, my booty will be popping out from, you know, I got to get my Hailey Bieber booty. And yeah, it's just not.
Even the motivation, though, like I try to divorce it from, you know, I mean, I know this is all steeped in diet culture and we talk about this on the podcast all the time, but like, I do try to divorce it from like doing something to like better a physical appearance.
Yes,
like
yes.
I think hearing from my physical therapist that like my body was alarmingly like tight in every which, you know, right. Some people carry their tension in their necks, but I apparently carry it everywhere. I think it was just that was a like that has to be at 33 now reason enough for me to do something. Like,
no, I'm in the same boat. I'm 30. I just turned 36.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I need to move my body for the first time in my life. It's starting to really feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my knee, like when I, so, you know, we have a top, a front load washer, a dryer stacked. And when I bend down to get stuff out of the washer, my knees crack so loudly that it sounds like maracas like coming down the bend. Like it is so loud. Like music could be playing and you would hear my knees cracking.
Yeah.
And I feel like 33 is not the age. And for you, 36, like it's not time to be like, well, okay.
Right.
Like there, like we're not, we're, my Disney funeral is not now. Like we, there is still time. I just need to get into a place where I'm like, hey, moving my body, like, is better than sitting for 14 hours a day like hunched over my computer, because otherwise it just feels like punishment to me.
No, I'm in the same boat. You and I have to like do something. Unfortunately, we live in pretty opposite areas, because if not, I would say I'll walk to your house.
Yeah, well, hey, let's do it. And then we'll make up for all those lost steps.
We could be making each other laugh the whole time.
I would totally.
All you need to do is walk. That's all you need to do.
You just have to move. And that's it. And movement can be walking. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, we have a pup. We are getting a puppy, and the puppy is coming in 2 weeks, and I'm going to be doing a lot of walking. And so if you and your dog ever want to socialize with me and my dog, you know, there's no COVID traffic. There's no traffic because of COVID everywhere in LA, like Clueless said, takes 20 minutes. I like the Valley a lot. I like Sherman Oaks. I'll bring the dog. We'll go for a walk. We'll do some steps like moms.
Can't wait.
Okay. So now we've learned, you know, trampolines.
Yes.
Great. Pelotons on Facebook Marketplace. Incredible. I feel like people don't know that yet. And I'm excited.
Everybody go look. I mean, if you want to get into weightlifting, if you want to get into, it's all on there. I was, because Ben, my fiance, was like, maybe we should get a weight set. And I'm like, how, first of all, how much is that going to cost? That poor delivery person, you know, like,
yes.
So I was like, they're on Facebook Marketplace. A ton of people are getting rid of their weight sets.
And now is exactly the time, because there was so much, exercise equipment shortage in March, April, and May. And now people, just like all those New Year's resolutions,
we've
everyone
abandoned them.
Joins the gym in January, and then February the gym is empty, and I get it because I'm not there either. And but yeah, Marketplace, what a great idea. But I just thought something as chic as Peloton couldn't be found in the secondhand environment. That is great news.
Yep.
Should I get one?
Like, I know they make like knockoff ones, and you can just get the Peloton app and like watch them on your iPad.
People love that.
Not the same, but
it's
not
the
bad.
Same, but it's also not $3,000, and I respect that. I also think that that might have been. I really love the SoulCycle bike. I use it. I think that was lucky. If I was smart and actually like looked at my consumer patterns, buying a. You know, a regular, not $3,000 bike and trying it with my iPad to see if I liked it could have been another place I could have started. But look, learning.
But you know what? Instead, we bought the ankle weights.
Yeah, right. Right. Now we're saddled with all this literal weight. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on G Thanks Just Bought It. Tell everybody where and how they can listen to Natch Butte.
Thank you, Caroline. That was so fun. And I love talking about things other than beauty. I love beauty. I can't get enough of it, but it was super fun to kind of go there with you and talk about my trampoline and whatnot. But
I loved it.
My podcast is called Natch Butte, and it is like a comedy spin on the beauty podcast. So we kind of take the seriousness out. And, you know, we interview brand founders, makeup artists, celebrities, comedians, writers such as yourself. You know, everybody. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, Caroline is on an episode that just came out. Check it out. And I'm, you can follow Natribute on Instagram or Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram. That's me. And I'm on Twitter, but I just slowly got back on. I took a break. I love your Twitter, by the way.
Oh my, thank you. I also took a break and then came back on it. And now I'm like, again, have to wean myself off. There are addictions are real. Thank you for saying that.
But you're very funny and I really enjoy your Twitter.
Thank you. That makes me feel like all of those thousands of tweets have been worth it. Truly.
Yes.
This is the dopamine invalidation I crave. Yeah. Thank you for giving
I'm always here for that.
I live to tweet another day. And now, you know, that's wonderful. My parents every year tell me I'm not allowed to use them for content. And every year I break that rule.
I don't ask permission. I just do it.
That's honestly the way to go. Yeah. You guys listen to Natribute, not just my episode, all episodes. If you are not a honey yet, you should be a Natribute honey. I'm a long time.
We definitely
honey.
Have crossover because when I told some of my honeys I was coming on, they were very excited.
If you are a geezer and a honey and haven't made yourself known, I want to know. Tell me if you're both. And if you're if you're not both, it's time. There's room to be many things. It's 2021. We're going all in.
We sure are. We bite the ankle weights in 2021.
We are wearing.